Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 19th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording again from NS 2012 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's first start with a quick update on the Internet Explorer 0 Day. The security company Alien Vault stated that it did find three more servers delivering this particular exploit. However, they do believe the exploit that's delivered by these servers is not based on Metasploit, but older and right now only used in targeted attacks. So far we don't really have any indication that this has spread any further yet. It's still used in targeted attacks. Haven't seen it in black hole exploit kits or such, but again, I wouldn't be surprised if it's already out there. We just haven't seen reports yet. On the same note, Microsoft released an updated advice stating that within the next few days we should expect a fix-it. Now, Microsoft releases these fix-its as essentially workarounds that you can apply to your system. Usually, you just have to click on them on Microsoft's website to download and install them. The fix-it itself will not require a reboot of your system and should mitigate this particular problem. There is still going to be a regular patch, but that patch may show up at a later time. So keep watching out for this fix-it, and I would recommend that you pretty much apply it as soon as possible. These fix-its are not always easily distributable across an enterprise, but wait for it to come out and for any guidance that Microsoft may provide with it. And then we have a diary today by Russ, and he's describing a little Perl script that we got thanks to reader John Turner. John discovered that looking at his web logs, turned out to be essentially an exploit of a PHP vulnerability that then downloads a Perl script actually disguised as a JPEG. The Perl script itself is fairly easily recognized as a variant of shell bought a Perl backdoor that's reasonably common. It will connect to an IRC server and then has sort of your standard bot functionality. It actually disguise itself kind of as an SSH daemon by running as SSHD as its process name, does port scans, does denial of service attacks, and searches Google for other vulnerable sites. But let's see what we have in other news. And first here, I have a paper by Rahul Sasi of iSight Partners. He's talking about weaknesses in the algorithms that are being used to detect dual-tone multi-frequency signals. These are these keypad tones that you get from phones and that are frequently used by interactive voice response systems. For example, banks are pointed out here as one of the users. What Rahul found is that in the recent years, the implementation of actually parsing these DTMF tones went from hardware to software. So in the past, you had a little specific chips that would do the analysis. Now you just feed the audio signal to software that's running on the server that does the parsing. And with that, some vulnerabilities creeped into the system. At this point, he's only able to prove denial of service. So if some of these systems for these tones, for example, are overly long or somewhat out of spec, he finds that the system may crash, essentially rendering the entire voice response system unresponsive, so it will no longer answer calls, which of course for a bank can be a problem if people no longer can check their account balances and such with these systems. Not a lot of details in the abstracts that I've seen so far. I'll post a link to the show notes. He will present these findings at the conference in India soon, but also did so earlier at Hack in a Box in Malaysia. And then it looks like the Crumb botnet that was taken down by Dutch authorities a couple months ago tried to make a quick comeback with a new command control server. However, that server didn't really last long, so the botnet went dormant again. Well, we are up to our 5 minutes here. Just a quick note, remember, today will also be the release of iOS 6, so a lot of your iOS devices may offer you this new version of the operating system for download. At this point, we don't really have any information about security content, but typically among all the new features, you may also find some important security patches, so keep out an eye for that. That's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.